dispute.
Let's
not
pretend
anything that it feels like you have taken a position to be a
champion.
The first time in foreign pre-election is extremely important to the country and the people. Russia leader Boris Kozlov, who else the decision shows the cohesion with the party in a bid to further develop the country. The Deputy Russian Prime Minister Alexander Shokov says the decision is a correct move to consolidate democracy in Russia. The Kremlin-Russian governor, Georgi Boris, is certain that the president's decision makes the party shoulder great responsibility. Political analyst Lev Pavlovsky believes that by making that decision, the Russian leader settled the problem of power continuity, because the whole of the executive branch of government will have to take account of Putin's view once the presidential term has expired. When addressing the party congress yesterday, Vladimir Putin did not rule out that in future he could come to the head of cabinet. 55% of Russian citizens say that the party is the party of
the
Russia's center for the study of public opinion says. On Monday this week, the president accepted the proposal of the United Russia Party to have its space in the upcoming parliamentary elections to the lower house of the Russian parliament. He said, though, he plans to remain a non-party member. The party is headed by other significant Russian politicians, gaining from 1-6% of the vote of people polled. Viktor Yanukovych's party of the regions has overtaken Yuliy Tymoshenko's bloc during the snap election to Ukraine's parliament on September 1st by more than 3%. The Central Elections Commission says the party of the regions has polled over 34% of the votes, while the Yuliy Tymoshenko bloc only 31%. The pro-presidential The hatred of Moscow and all Russia Alexei II has warned the Europeans that giving up Christian morality carried a fate on for Europe. Speaking at the autumn session of the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe in Strasbourg today, he said that the Christian doctrine had a great impact on the emergence of human rights. About 1,000 British military will return home from Iraq before Christmas. The corresponding statement was made in Baghdad today by Britain's Prime Minister Gordon Brown. The control over the Basra province, he says, may be handed over to the Iraqis within the period of the coming 2 months. Next year, the Prime Minister says, the reduction of Britain's contingent will continue. Blackwater USA were involved in the deaths of Iraqi civilians. The Blackwater USA troops are involved in 195 skirmishes in Iraq, in which 122 people were killed. Let me remind you that you listen to noise, and people in Russia were observed. Israeli authorities have released another 29 Palestinians under amnesty today. This amnesty was planned to coincide with the beginning of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Among those who were released were the workers of the Gaza Strip. 57 residents of the West Bank were released yesterday. All of them took part in the anti-Israeli actions earlier, but now they have undertaken to abstain from terrorist activities. Meanwhile,
the Kenya, Canada, and Bangladesh have won this year's Jacob C. Brooks Tree Awards for the adequate love support. The Russian forces of soldiers' mothers, which do much to protect the servicemen's life, and the Russian Human Rights Watch, known as the Memorial Society, got one each in, respectively, 1996 and 2004. Jacob von Uxbury is a Swedish German writer. Is welcomed by the corporates and classes and the union relations. In Barbera's view, the collective security pact is turning into an international organization in charge of all aspects of collective security. That was the news at the end of the bulletin to headlines once again. Russian politicians say President Putin's decision to head the list of the United Russia Party in the upcoming parliamentary elections is very important to this country. Using the string of the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of War, Patriot of Moscow and All Russia Alexei II called for the preservation of Europe's
the world population, we present a very comfortable future in the Pacific.
At the base of the sheet, Vladimir Putin says relations between Russia and China are at unprecedented high levels. Interfering summit is another step towards global tension in Eastern Asia. This and more in today's edition of Focus on Asia and the Pacific.
After becoming one of the most authoritative world powers, China is playing an important role in the establishment of friendly and stable relations between the countries of the Asia-Pacific region and other members of the
The fact that the two leaders hold regular and productive dialogues is another important feature of modern Sino-Russian relations. Russian and Chinese presidents meet at least three times a year, including official working groups. No extra contact within the summit of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization and the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation.
Of all these camps around the friendly atmosphere and high level of productivity. South Korean President Moon Jae-in walked through the heavily fortified demilitarized border, first time since the end of the Korea War more than 50 years ago.
At the beginning of the 13th century, the British branch were finished.